What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer podcast. This is your host, Dr. Dean here, co-creator of Access Consciousness. What a great pleasure it is to be with you. So we're continuing this new journey, a stream of consciousness around a topic by yours truly. And this time we're going to be diving into something that will allow you to actually thrive, even when the whole world is in turmoil. This podcast is about money. Money, money, money. Oh, the joy. Now, just tap into what happens when I say that. That word money. Do you get light or do you get heavy? Does it create excitement and enthusiasm, or does it create trepidation? Are you grabbing your pen to take notes, or are you just about to push that button to go on to another podcast? Please know, whatever that is for you, that's actually the perfect starting point for today's conversation. See, the only thing you can't change are the things that you keep hidden. And whenever you have something, a word, a concept, a construct, when it comes up in your world and it activates that desire to withdraw, or that sort of weird energy that comes up, there's something under that. In other words, there's some other possibility available that you can choose if you'll allow yourself to. And so what we're going to be exploring today is some different conversations around money than you may have heard before, and also some different possibilities for, like, truly, what's possible in this area? You know, if money is something that you need to survive, well, then what is possible if we go beyond just survival and into the possibility of thrival, which actually becomes available when we get over the limited points of view, the things that twist our guts, the things that make us heavy, the things that make us want to check out, and can actually be present with it? Because once again, the only thing you can't change is the thing that you keep hidden, or the thing you tell yourself a lie about. And money is one of these areas in our world where we lie to ourselves a lot without even realizing it. So let me start with this question. What would you do if you woke up tomorrow with absolutely no money issues? What? Can you even imagine that? Can you imagine waking up tomorrow and having total ease with money? And a lot of us think that that's about the amount of money that we have. But I've got to tell you, I've met people with $10 in their bank account and people with $10 million, and they tend to have the exact same issues with money. See, it's not an issue with money. It's an issue in what you're willing to receive. And I learned this from my best friend, Gary Douglas, when I met him 22 years ago. We had met each other and started working together, and we were up shoveling horse shit one day, as you do. And I said to him, Gary, I said, please help me with my money issue. And he said, Dane, there's no such thing as a money issue. And I said, Gary, help me with my money issue. He said, there's no such thing as a money issue. I said again, Gary, help me with my money issue. And he said, there's no such thing as a money issue. And finally, I turned to look at him and I said, what do you mean? I finally asked a question. And remember, as you know from listening to this podcast before, asking a question is always a doorway to greater possibilities. So I asked him, what do you mean? And he said, look, there's no such thing as a money issue. It's always an issue in what you're willing to receive. Whoa, that one sentence changed my whole world. And I realized in that moment that in order to have a problem with money, I also had to have points of view about receiving that were limiting my receiving. Points of view about, like, what's good to receive, what's bad to receive. You know, it's good to receive love, it's bad to receive judgment. And yet, each of those things is a judgment. When you label something good or bad, there's a judgment there. And so what most of us are doing is we're walking around dynamically judging everything that we could receive and putting up walls so we don't receive the bad stuff, hoping that we'll receive only the good stuff. But think about it for a moment. If you put up a wall of bricks around you, does that wall know to let in money, let in love, let in kindness, let in caring, let in gratitude, let in joy, and keep out judgment and meanness and all that sort of stuff? No. A wall is just a wall. It keeps out everything. And so one of the greatest limitations in our receiving of money is the walls we put up to try to keep out the things we would like to keep out, because it keeps out everything energetically. Because these walls are obviously not physical. It would be very tough, although I'd like to see it someday, but it'd be very tough to walk around. Like if you literally erected a brick wall around you, which is what people do energetically, if you like erected a wall of actual bricks, not energetic bricks, it'd be very tough to walk around and live your life. So these walls that we erect are actually energetic. They're actually things that we choose to do with our decisions and our judgments to try to keep things away. We're going to be talking a little more about that. But for now, realize this. The key to thriving is to increase your willingness to receive everything with no judgment.
Ah!
I can hear you right now. You're like, Dr. Dane,
I want to receive. I really do. But nobody in the world is willing to gift to me. Nobody will give me what I want. The only thing they'll give me is judgment and tell me how wrong I am. And that's all I receive. And so I don't want to receive, but I want to receive money. So how do I not receive that and receive money?
Okay. Here's the deal. We need to change some perspectives here. Because you have to look at that for a moment, okay? Because we tend to get more of what we focus on. Number one, we know this, probably. I hope you know that by now. If you don't, let me be the first to tell you. You tend to get more of what you focus on. But also what we tend to do is we tend to have a skewed point of view about what we actually receive and what we're actually getting. Because when you receive judgment, or when you receive somebody being mean to you, or giving you a dirty look, or cutting you off in traffic, that has an intensity to it. And what happens is, receiving money, receiving gratitude, receiving a hug, receiving joy, that doesn't have the same level of intensity. So what happens is, we tend to equate in our own mind that we've received a lot more of the heavy stuff, a lot more of the contracted stuff, because of the intensity of it. So everywhere you've decided that all you receive is heaviness, that receiving lightness is not possible, nobody will give you lightness, nobody will give you money, will you now destroy and uncreate all that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povets, and beyonds. And one of the other things you want to realize is, what if receiving is actually a talent? What if it's an ability that you can train? Wait a minute. Okay, so how many of you, when I just said that sentence, had a shift in your perspective about this whole conversation, about this whole area? Because what if true receiving is an ability that can be trained, and it can be honed, and it can be increased? Because we tend to have this idea that, oh, I'm not good with money, or money's difficult with me, or I'm not one of those rich people, or whatever you've decided, whatever your judgment is, and whatever your judgment of you is. But what if we can just take some simple steps to increase the willingness to receive? And what if that is one of the greatest choices you can make to change your money situation? So here's what I'd like you to do first. I'd like you to think of some of the people close to you. Now, do you find it easier to give things to some of those people and harder to give it to others? It's almost like it's more fun to give to some of those people. Fun for you and also fun for them. Like, when you think about something and you ponder it and you gift it to this person and their whole world expands in gratitude for you, do you notice how that's a gift for you too? Do you notice how it's fun to gift to that person? Well, guess what? Those are the kind of people that are willing to receive more. They're actually willing to let it in. And then also, have you ever gone to give something to somebody and you may have thought about it for a long time, and rather than it coming in and making their world greater and making them happier, they go, oh, thanks. And you're like, dude, well, what's the difference? There are two different willingnesses to receive. And that doesn't just go for friends and family. That goes for everyone. And so what if, and I know I might piss you off on this one, what if the universe is just waiting to gift to you everything you're willing to receive, including money? But what if in order for the universe to gift it to you, you've got to be willing to receive? Now, let's talk about what we talked about before. What if receiving is an ability that you can hone? What if whatever you think your level of receiving is right now, what if it can be greater? And what if it doesn't take all kinds of work? What if it takes a little bit of work, a little bit of shift in perspective, a little bit of willingness to be more present, and notice when you sort of go offline, you know, and where there's that little spinning ball in your head that indicates that you're processing something. But what if this is not rocket science, my beautiful friends? What if this is playing and applying the tools of consciousness? Because the more conscious you get, the more receiving you have. The more conscious you get, the less judgment you have. But also the more conscious you get, the less you have a point of view about receiving judgment. Remember, in Access Consciousness, we have a definition of consciousness, which is where everything exists and nothing is judged. Boom. Okay, so how do you increase your receiving? Great question. I'm so glad you asked. So you know me, I love to use the tools of Access only because I found that they actually work really dynamically. And so that's where we're going to start. So first, will you now destroy and uncreate all of your conclusions, your judgments, your projections, expectations, rejections, and separations you have when it comes to receiving, and all of those you've plagiarized from other people? Everything that is, times a gazillion, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. Also, everything you're avoiding, or you think you're avoiding by not receiving, and everything you're defending for or against by not receiving, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. If you want something to do on your own, you can ask, what am I avoiding by not receiving? And then destroy and uncreate and pock and pod. And then what am I defending for or against by not receiving? Destroy and uncreate and pock and pod. This, more than almost anything else, can start to unlock that stuck area of receiving, because in order for any area to be stuck, we've got to be avoiding and defending simultaneously, but we're avoiding and defending slightly different points of view. And if you ask yourself, you'll start to get to the awareness of what you're avoiding and what you're defending. And as you do, you'll notice your receiving starts to open up. And how will you know? Because people will look at you differently. You'll be willing to receive gratitude. You'll be willing to receive looks of admiration and conversations about how somebody admires you. You'll probably even begin to receive more money. Also, if somebody judges you, you'll notice it's like, oh, okay, they're judging me. Who cares? That's how you'll know. So as this changes, just acknowledge that it's changing. Acknowledge you're not in the place that you were before. Okay, my beautiful friends, take a deep breath. We're diving in. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to get really present with what each of the following words bring up for you. Money. Where do you feel that in your body? Or do you notice checking out or going kind of blank? Cash. Notice the same thing. Wealth. Greed. Finances. Abundance. Rich. Poor. And receiving. So whatever comes up, the good, the bad, and the ugly, just allow it to be in your world and don't avoid it. Just let it be there. Don't try to change it. Just let it be there. It's there. Okay, cool. Now what? Because in addition to us not being able to change that which we're hiding from ourselves, we also have a difficulty changing that which we avoid. And one of the greatest difficulties when it comes to money and receiving in general is that any time any of these things come up that activate us, any of these words we just talked about as an example, we tend to try to avoid because we don't know that we know how to handle it. So just let it be there. Don't avoid it. So now I'm going to ask, how many thoughts, feelings, and emotions are tied to each of those words? Who did you buy those from? Who did you plagiarize those from? How many of those points of view that you think are yours, that you're so convinced are yours because they've been with you probably most of your life, if not your whole life, who did you buy those from and who did you plagiarize those from? How many of those did you buy from your family? How many of those did you buy from your friends, past and present? How many of those did you buy from your culture, your religion, everything that is? Will you now destroy and uncreate it, return it to sender with consciousness attached? Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pod and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, Povats, and Beyonds. Now, here's another thing you can ask yourself. How many points of view do I have or have I bought about money that keep it from showing up with ease? Everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pod and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, Povats, and Beyonds. Here's another great question. What have I decided money is that it isn't? Just get a sense of that, and it may not be a cognitive answer. It'll be an energy most of the time. And then, what have you decided money isn't that it is? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And how many beliefs do I have that are limiting my receiving? And whose beliefs are they? Everything you did to buy those is yours. Will you now destroy and uncreate it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Now, this is a bit of an interesting one. You can write these questions down and ask them of yourself. Run the clearing statement, because one time is not going to be enough, probably. Because you've been doing this stuff around money for a long time, and there's not just one point of view. There's not just one layer of points of view. These points of view are layered into our world. And so we need to be willing to do the work of undoing layer after layer after layer as it comes up. And realize this, okay? A belief is the lie you buy about the nature of reality so you don't have to know that reality is created by you. Now, if you didn't change the podcast before, you might want to do that now because that's a bit of a confronting statement. One more time. A belief is the lie you buy about the nature of reality, so you don't have to know that reality is created by you. What I mean by that is, our point of view about how something shows up is what creates our reality. Reality does not create our point of view. And so we take these beliefs and we buy these lies about the nature of what reality is so we don't have to know that it's actually us creating it. But could you imagine anything more empowering than knowing that you are creating your reality? Because the great thing about that is if you're the one creating it, you are the one that can uncreate it. See, you're the one who's choosing the many different ways in which you're allowing or not allowing money to flow through your world. And please know, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just letting you know that you have the power. See, changing your perspective about money allows you to change your points of view, which in turn changes your whole relationship to money. And yes, we all have a relationship to money. So let me ask you this. What is your relationship with money, cash, wealth, finances, abundance, and receiving been like so far? What is your money story? Or your money victim story? How much of that story is just like your family's money story or their money victim story? Let me tell you about one half of my family who had immense pride in poverty. Like there was one time I was driving with my mom and my couple of my aunts in a car, and this convertible Mercedes passed us up and went around us going really fast. And I was like, awesome car. And my aunts looked at me and said, those people with money are not happy. And the underlying assumption in that side of my family was that, number one, as you just heard, people with money are not happy, and we're happier because we have no money. Therefore, our happiness is pure. That's called a pride in poverty, my beautiful friends. How many of you grew up with families who had a pride in poverty? And the idea goes something like this. Well, we may not have money, but we love each other. We may not have money, but we always find a way. We may not have money, but, you know, at least we have each other. Which is interesting because those very same people, if they had different points of view, could actually have money and love each other. Don't tell them that, though. They might get pissed off at me. So, it's really helpful if we can look back at some of the stories that we bought about money. So, look at this for just a moment. What percentage of the stories you have, especially around the lack of money, did you buy from your mom and your dad before the age of 2? And then let's extrapolate that a little bit. What percentage did you buy from the rest of your family, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents? And what percentage did you buy from your genetic line? You know, because people tend to do a similar thing generation after generation. except those people that are like, I'm changing it. And then they change for future generations. Everything that is, everything you bought is yours. Everything that's not actually yours, it's your family's money story that you keep telling with how you live your life. Will you now destroy and uncreate it and return it to sender with consciousness attached, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. And how many of your family members used the lack of money as one of their greatest excuses for what they couldn't choose and wouldn't choose? See, for us to be willing to receive more money, we have to stop using lack of money as one of our greatest excuses. I mean, here's the thing. Money is one of the excuses nobody can argue with. Money, time, and health. Oh, and children are the three excuses nobody can argue with. You know, if somebody's like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to invest in this? Whatever. And you go, I don't have the money. Well, now you don't have to do it. You're free. You've just used your lack of money as the perfect excuse. Now, a lot of you'd be like, I would never do that. Just look. Just look at a couple times in your life where you used money as the great excuse for what you could not choose. And please know, I do realize that I might be pushing your friggin' buttons here. And I'm not doing that on purpose, but I'm also not avoiding it, because if you're going into defense right now and going, I would never do that, unfortunately, my beautiful friend, it's because you've done it. Whether you're doing it right now is another story, but it's something that most of us have done at some point in our lives, and it's one of the biggest things that limits us with money. So let me ask you this. Is there anywhere in your life that you're using the lack of money to defend anything? Like, oh, I grew up poor and here's my story. Remember we talked about our story? Or I suffered and so I'm going to keep this in place so I can honor my suffering. Is there anything you're using lack of money to defend? Maybe you're defending mom and dad's points of view. Maybe you're defending that we're not wrong, that they're not wrong and we're not wrong. Maybe you're defending that you're like them. Maybe you're doing it even in total resistance to being like them, because remember, what you resist persists. Another question for you. Are you trying to use the lack of money to actually create something? See, some people create lack of money because then somebody might gift to them. They might not feel alone and somebody will actually take care of them. You see, as you start to dig into this, this is a very slippery slope. This is a big rabbit hole. Where's Alice? Can we get back to Wonderland now, please? So, everything that brought up, everything you're using a lack of money to defend, avoid, or even create. And everywhere that's your primary tool that you use, but you're most often using it against you, and it seems exactly opposite to what you would actually desire, but you've got this tool that maybe worked one time out of 1,000, or maybe worked for your family, and that's what you learned, and so you're still using it because you've never gotten an upgraded tool. Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. What if you created your money situation exactly as it is right now for some purpose, for some reason? And what if the reason is not necessarily cognitive? So, for example, some people create a certain amount of money so they can create a certain vibration in order for other people to like them instead of judging them. Remember how we talked about receiving before and that whole judgment thing? Well, how much are you creating a lack of money, a lack of abundance and ease with money, so you're not judged as one of those people? Hey, if you ever hung around my family and you had money, you would be judged as one of those people. And the truth is, my entire family on that side is uncomfortable around people who have money. And so rather than step out of their comfort zone and make a different choice that they always said they would desire, but they were never willing to make the choice because they were more comfortable staying in the comfortable world of their judgments. Are you doing that at all? Everything that is, and everywhere you're creating money so other people will like you, or so they won't judge you, or both, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. But let's look at this for a moment. If you look from that perspective, like, look, you're doing this thing that you say you don't like, but it's giving you something you do like that you don't know any other way to get. So in actuality, it's a pretty potent tool. That's amazing. But what if having that awareness, you could start using this for you instead of against you? Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. What if receiving is a superpower you can use to create the precise reality you desire to create? And what if part of the reason your money situation hasn't been changing is because you think that if you changed it, you'd lose something else that you decided is more valuable, like fitting in, like not being judged, like being part of your family, like the pride of poverty? Are we related? Just kidding. So what if right now you're willing to give all that up? What if you were willing to destroy and uncreate your relationship with money completely and your relationship with receiving and start over by starting to get in touch with what's true for you? And you're like, but Dr. Dean, how do I do it? That story, that relationship, it's me. Well, here's my question. What if it's not you? What if when you're truly being you, receiving is as natural to you as breathing? See, receiving is actually a function of your being. Being and receiving go together. Let me say that one more time. Receiving is a function of being. Being and receiving go together. And you can receive anything you're willing to be. So for example, if you're willing to be wealthy enough to be judged, you can receive wealth. If you're not, you won't, because you're not willing to be it. Does that make sense? So everything that has been your money story, that has been your reason and justification for your entire money situation, will you now destroy and uncreate it and return it to sender with consciousness attached? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, povads, and beyonds. See, the things you're willing to be are the things that can come to you and exist in your space with ease. They're drawn there as if by default. It's actually called quantum physics, if you want to check that out sometime. But once you're willing to be something, then it becomes you. It is you instantaneously. But most of the time, we're avoiding being what we've decided will make other people judge us. So, for example, if you're willing to be really comfortable, you can have comfortable furniture, comfortable clothes, a comfortable house, and you can have enough money to buy comfort and ease. If you're willing to be judged for thriving beyond your current status, that much money is now congruent with you and it can flow into your space. So if you look at that for a moment, this thing about the willingness to receive everything like we talked about, where you don't have walls around you, including the willingness to receive people's judgments of you, including the willingness to receive money. And what if you could receive each of them and everything else with no point of view, no resistance, and no reaction? Let me try to make that a little bit easier for you. One of the awarenesses Gary, my best friend and business partner and the founder of Access Consciousness, and I had when we were facilitating an intro class on the subject of money years ago, decades ago now. Oh my goodness, don't tell anybody that I'm that old. One of the awarenesses we had, and one of the things that we have told people forever is a way of trying to get them to recognize that it's okay to receive judgment, because we keep thinking judgment is this big bad monster, but it's only a big bad monster because we've decided it's a big bad monster. It only hurts because we resist and react and align and agree that it has power, which is where one of the great tools of Access comes in, which is interesting point of view. I have this point of view. We call that being in total allowance. But what we found was, in this area of receiving, for every judgment you're willing to receive, you make $5,000 more that year. Cool, right? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. So from now on, when you receive judgment, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching should be the sound going through your head. For every judgment you refuse to receive, you lose $10,000. Oh. So in other words, when you resist and react to the judgment somebody has of you, your income goes down because that's a refusal to receive every energy. The way to be truly wealthy is actually to receive every energy and then ask for money and wealth and be willing to receive it. I know it sounds deceptively simple and it is a little more complex than that in practice, but that's actually how it works. But here's what happens. Rather than have true receiving, rather than being interesting point of view about it, An interesting point of view is where you're not aligning and agreeing, nor are you resisting and reacting. It's called being in allowance. When you're in allowance, you're like the rock in the stream. All these judgments, attitudes, beliefs, ideas, points of view come at you and they just go around you and you are still the rock in the stream. That's the space from which total receiving occurs. How does that work? Once again, somebody goes, "You're a jerk." Well, alignment and agreement is you going, "Oh my God, you're right. I am a jerk." At which point, after you've aligned and agreed, then you usually resist and react and go, "I'm not a jerk. You're a jerk." So now you're stuck in something that won't move, but that creates a solid wall around you, and there's no receiving in that. The space of receiving is when somebody goes, "You're a jerk," and you look at them, you lower your walls and barriers, and you're like, "Thank you." Or, "Wow, interesting point of view." Or, "Interesting, what makes you say that?" In other words, you don't resist it at all. But you don't have to resist if you don't align and agree in the first place, because aligning and agreeing is what makes it real. You decide, "Oh, this must be real," and then you try to resist to try to undo it. And that is where we get stuck in our lives. The greatest way of getting to the gift of receiving is to truly be interesting point of view with every point of view we have. That's because you're coming out of the positive and negative polarity, the positive and negative charge, the positive, which is the alignment and agreement, which makes it real, and then the negative, which is the resistance and reaction, which is where you're trying to fight against it to undo it, which is actually what sticks it in place. You're going to allowance, which is where everything is an interesting point of view. And to truly increase your receiving, in addition to all the other things that we've spoken about, being interesting point of view is the greatest gift you can give yourself. So just try it on right now. Think about being around somebody that you have created friendships with based on a similar status, perhaps a similar money status. And think about if you started receiving about 10 times as much money as you do right now. Now, I know you probably don't think it would change things, but it's going to change things if they know about it. It just does. It's just one of the ways people function. So what I'd like you to do is get the sense of becoming a multimillionaire overnight, literally, somehow, and being around somebody you know would have a problem with it, perceiving the energy of their judgment of you. Maybe you're around your family, you know, maybe your family's like my part of the family that was like that or is like that. And get the sense of lowering your walls and barriers in their presence, perceiving that energy of judgment, not making it significant, and just letting it flow through you while you stand there in your head, just going, "Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. They have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view that they have this point of view." And notice as you stand there, and after just a few minutes of you not reacting, the judgment melts out of their world. And in that moment, you recognize that your choice to be interesting point of view has created more closeness with you than you've probably ever had with them before. Now, we've gone from the sense that we create our money situation and actually all the situations in our lives on purpose. We do it for a reason. It's just 99.9% of the time, the reason is not cognitive. I'm hoping during this conversation, you've gotten a sense of some of your reasons for the financial situation you have created for yourself. And I know some of you still hate me when I say you created it, because it'd be so much fun to blame somebody else. But if you blame somebody else, you never have the power to change it. But if you look at that for a moment and recognize the gift of what you have created, acknowledge it with gratitude. And then right now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get a sense, if you had a magic wand in the next 2 to 5 years, let's say, if you use some of these tools, listen to some of these podcasts, I don't know, even maybe go to an Access Consciousness class might be an example, or read some of the books we have on money or whatever else works for you. I don't care what you find. I just want you to have the change you desire. I don't care what tools it takes you to get there. But let's say you find some tools that really work, and in the next 2 to 5 years, you're able to change everything financially. Get the sense of the way that would be. Get the sense of the way it would be to actually have ease with money. Get the sense of the way it would be to actually have joy around money. Cool. Get the sense of how you'd wake up in the morning different than you may with money as a stress hanging over your head. Get the sense of all those people that judged you or would judge you, and their judgment is not relevant anymore, and you truly function from an interesting point of view. Which means you're willing to acknowledge that they have the judgment, and you don't have to change it, and you don't have to fight against it, and you don't have to make it real. Now get the sense of doing something you would actually love to do that changes all the time and gives you more money than you could imagine. And get the sense of truly enjoying being alive. Put that energy out in front of you. Pull energy into it from all over the universe, because the whole universe will contribute to you if you ask. And now let little trickles go out to everyone and everything who's going to help make that a reality for you. People and things you don't even know yet, cognitively. And now just ask for it. See, one of the greatest secrets in this entire conversation about money, and actually all of creation, is ask and you shall receive. It's just that prior till now, most of us have been asking, not from a conscious awareness of what we desired, but from an avoidance of everything we don't desire. So what if now is finally the space to start getting a sense of and asking for what you truly desire, and acknowledging that the tools and the power are within your grasp to actually receive it, have it, and create it. Okay, my beautiful friends, I hope this conversation has been enlightening. A little longer than I anticipated, but this is a big topic, and I barely started scratching the surface. But I hope what we have gotten to has helped you. If so, please let me know. And I look forward to being with you on another Possibility Explorer podcast. I'll see you for the next episode. And what if you, truly being you, with a sense of ease in all things, including money, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires? This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.